On this cloudy Wednesday morning at Shelby Farms, Woodland Discovery Playground is quite the scene. Kids chase each other through a winding steel trellis, and everyone seems to be having a good time. But driving to the park is another story. Faith Weber was at the slides with her 2-year-old, Parker.
I come to the park usually in the mornings or early afternoons because the traffic is... The traffic is so bad at rush hour that we don't even try.
As Memphis's population continues to shift east, there is increasing demand for better roads through Shelby Farms. These days, the intersection at Walnut Grove and Farm Road can back up for more than a mile. But Memphians are leery of any new road through the park, and it's not hard to see why. Lyle Tudor was one of about 350 people who attended a public hearing to discuss a proposed new road on September 24th.
But the last time the TDOT came in here, they almost had a riot. They wanted to put an interstate highway right down through Shelby Farms. It would have just absolutely destroyed the park.
The new road, to be called Shelby Farms Parkway, would run from Kirby Parkway to Witten Road, replacing Farm Road as the major north-south artery through the park. It would cost about $25 million, 80% of which would be paid for by the federal government. Advocates say the new road would solve traffic problems and improve park access while sitting lightly on the land. Tom Needham is the Public Works Director for Shelby County.
This particular road moves people better. It improves safety, reduces the number of accidents, which makes it an asset to the park rather than a detriment to the citizens.
The new road comes from a 2006 agreement called the Context Sensitive Solution. At that time, 17 local groups with a stake in Shelby Farms got together to try to responsibly solve the park's traffic problems. But lately, some have had a change of heart.
If traffic was growing the way it had been predicted to grow, then what we'd be saying would be a little bit different. But traffic in the vicinity of the park has not grown in 8 years. So we think there's need for much less of a road.
That's Dennis Lynch. He's the transportation chair for the Tennessee chapter of the Sierra Club, the environmentalist group that has emerged as the most vocal opponent of the new road. Although the Sierra Club signed off on the proposal back in 2006, they now favor a much more limited approach. Scott Banbury is the group's conservation director.
Well, you know, there's the immediate environmental risks to the aquifer, stormwater discharge to the Wolf River. But the bigger picture is we get a lot more out of reinvesting in existing infrastructure rather than building new infrastructure that's going to burden future generations with the cost of maintenance and the cost of the car-centric culture that it supports.
At this point, the only thing holding up the new road is the Shelby Farms Park Conservancy, the nonprofit that manages the park. Before construction can begin, the Conservancy has to sign a legal document stating that the proposed road changes would minimally impact park users and the environment. So far, the Conservancy has not signed that agreement, and they say they won't until they get several important assurances from the Tennessee Department of Transportation.
We need legally binding agreements. Those include primarily access and circulation for bikes and pedestrians. We're also looking for assurances that tractor trailers would not be permitted to use the parkway.
Laura Adams is executive director at the Conservancy. Over the past few years, she has begun to roll out a new master plan for the park, including Woodland Discovery Playground and the Shelby Farms Green Line. Next on the agenda is the heart of the park, an ambitious roster of improvements slated for summer 2014. For Adams, a responsible new road is essential not just to the future of the park, but to the well-being of the city and its people.
The work we do today and what we're doing for tomorrow really matters because Memphis is in competition not just with Nashville or Los Angeles. We're in competition with cities around the world to have a good quality of life, to make our people healthier, to attract and retain our best talent that can add to our economy.
For WKNO News, I'm John Kleiss Minervini.